And the angel spake unto me, saying, Behold, the fountain of filthy water which thy father saw, yea, even the river of which he spake, and the depths thereof are the depths of hell, and the midst of darkness are the temptations of the devil. 1 Nephi chapter 12, verses 16 through 17. Hey listeners, this is Nick from Book of Mormon Central, and today's podcast addresses the topic, how an ancient Jewish book about Enoch helps explain Lehi's dream. Among Latter-day Saints, Enoch is a beloved ancient prophet about whom much is known thanks to the Pearl of Great Price. Ancient Jews and Christians were also fascinated by Enoch and attributed some of their writings to him. One of these works, known as the Salvonic Apocalypse of Enoch, or Second Enoch, was discovered near the end of the 19th century in Russia, written in a language called Salvonic, with a Coptic or Egyptian version being discovered more recently. Much of it was probably originally written in a Semitic language like Hebrew, translated into Greek, and then translated again into Salvonic and Coptic. It was probably written by a Jewish group before the time of Christ and seems to quote earlier material. Intriguingly, some of the material it appears to be quoting from is similar to material that is also used in the Book of Mormon. One of the best examples of material like this is found in 2 Enoch chapter 10, when two men showed Enoch what hell is like. Enoch described it as a place of darkness and gloom, with a river of fire that comes out over the whole place. The word translated as gloom can also be translated as fog or mist. Thus, in this text, heavenly beings showed Enoch both a mist of darkness and a flaming river in connection to hell. In 1 Nephi chapter 12, an angel showed Nephi the same things. Nephi saw the fountain of filthy water that his father saw. Yea, even the river of which he spake, and the depths thereof are the depths of hell. 1 Nephi chapter 15 states that this river was like unto the brightness of a flaming fire. Immediately after showing Nephi the fountain of filthy water, the angel showed him the mist of darkness. Thus, mist of darkness and a flaming river are connected together in a description of hell, just as in 2 Enoch. The close similarities between these accounts suggests a few things. The first is that Lehi and Nephi may have written about their visions in the same way that other ancient authors did, such as the author of 2 Enoch. However, it also suggests the possibility that Nephi alluded to some material from the plates of brass in his account of his father's vision, and that this same material was also alluded to in 2 Enoch. When 1 Nephi chapter 12 and 2 Enoch 10 are read together, they help to explain how we can avoid the mists of darkness that would lead us into the power of Satan, symbolized by the river of fire. In 2 Enoch chapter 10, the angels tell Enoch that he must avoid certain sins in order to stay out of the place of torment they have shown him. In a list reminiscent of 2 Nephi 9, the angels tell Enoch to avoid immorality, stealing, lying, envy, spreading rumors, getting angry, murder, abusing the poor, and idolatry. It may have been commandments like this that Nephi had in mind when he told his brothers that the iron rod was the word of God, and whoso would hearken unto the word of God and would hold fast unto it, they would never perish. Neither could the temptations and the fiery darts of the adversary overpower them unto blindness, to lead them away to destruction. If we will hearken to the commandments in the list contained in 2 Enoch, among other things, we will be more readily able to avoid the mist of darkness that might lead us astray in life. Susan Easton Black put it this way, "The mist of darkness is the temptations of Satan. These temptations include sin, vice, prideful exaltation of the human mind, and harmful pleasures. Ultimately, for all of us, these satanic devices blur the perspective ability of the traveler. They dull his sense of human dignity, erode integrity, and obscure the vision of the rod. If we will hearken to what the scriptures teach us and make the teachings of the scriptures a part of our daily lives, we can navigate the mist of darkness that surround us and return to the presence of God." Thank you for listening. To find out more, please visit BookofMormonCentral.org and then click on Know Why.